Well, here we are. It's Christmas Eve, and we've been waiting, it seems, some of us, forever. And as I said earlier, with the grandchild coming, it seems like we're waiting for other things. It seems forever, too. Over the last four Sundays, we've been talking about Advent, and that's the arrival. That word means the arrival, or an arrival, but in particular, the arrival of Jesus into the world. And tonight, we can think about that arrival finally taking place. We've lit the Christ candle in the center of our candles set. This service tonight really brings about a sense of hope and peace and joy and love, and those are the themes of the last four Sundays of Advent, and really what I do think is filling our hearts in so many ways. You know, I recall a very funny story about a crotchety old man complaining about the Christmas Eve service being the same thing every year, and his wife replying that, well, since he only came once a year and the theme is Christmas, what did he expect? And the joke in its original form is much funnier, but the points there are kind of the same, I guess, nonetheless. We'll say hi, that's okay. It is Christmas Eve, and the story, as I've read it to you, is one we've heard lots of times. But it's a good thing that we hear it and hear it again and hear it again. And we express this story in different ways each time we tell it. So sometimes we put a play on, sometimes we sing about it, sometimes we read about it, sometimes we talk about it in different ways. But it all is a reflection, I think, of where we are, all of us, in that corporate sense of where we are in life's journey. The reflection of where we are currently, all of us, in life's journey, did cause me to think about Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus. Mary and Joseph were in a particular place in their lives, and they had expectations of what being married was going to be like, what having a family was going to be like, what having children was going to be like. You know, after all, they must have seen relatives and friends and neighbors getting engaged, getting married, eventually having a family, having children running around and chatting in the midst of things at times. They had kind of an expectation of what was going to happen. That was the norm for everybody. Why should they be any different? But their place, their particular place in their journey of life was different from what it might have been. Mary was having a baby in a very different way than any place or anyone else she knew or might know in the future. Their marriage had taken place in a very different way than most marriages they could remember. And tonight, their baby's birth was going to be done in a very different way than they'd ever experienced before. Instead of having maybe a midwife or some kind of a medical person present or an experienced mother to help in a relatively sterile home environment, like Mary had probably been around her entire life, she was about to give birth of her first baby in an animal stable, alone, and with her husband right at her side. All of this, I believe, is a great message of hope for all of us. You know, church used to be done in a certain way. We all can remember it. Those of us who've been coming to church for a long time, we remember the good days, so to speak. The building was fuller from Sunday to Sunday. People were engaged in church life in a very different way than we see today. And in our life journey as a congregation, it's taken us in a very different way, just like Mary and Joseph. Church is happening in ways that we could never have imagined in the past. And just like Mary and Joseph had to adapt to their unique situation, and situation they currently found themselves in, we need to continually adapt ourselves to the unique situation we all, as a congregation, as individuals, and as that church in that wider sense, we all need to do as well. This very unique story of Christmas, of the Christmas birth event, we're all very familiar with. I read that story tonight. But it was not a story of limitations or bad circumstances or things that shouldn't have happened. You know, when we think of the elements that were involved, if I can get it up there, that's a barn. Choir, you can't see that exactly, but that's a barn. And it's hard to imagine giving birth in that building. But that's kind of what Mary was faced with. The elements were contained. They had no place to stay. It was an animal stable. There was lack of medical assistance. They had a great distance to travel while she was pregnant. All of those things combined. Herod trying to work his way around to finding out where the baby was so that he could take care of things. All of these things should have amounted to a very hard story, but instead, it's a beautiful story. Think of the crèche scene. It's become something that we cherish and we have very lovely feelings about. We all set them up. We see them outside churches. We put them up in our homes even. That's because God made something holy out of things that should have been very hard. Mary and Joseph weren't limited by their current circumstances. They were instead blessed with what they had in that moment. And that's the core, I think, of what hit me as I was thinking about the Christmas story. Let's face it, folks. For the most part, we are an aging congregation. There's many of us here with snow on the roof, as we call it. Our numbers aren't what they used to be. People physically can't get involved in all the activities we used to do. Can you imagine all the dinners and the baseball games and the dances and the fundraising events and all of the bowling, all that stuff? It's hard. And it's hard to get people out to events at night in some cases because driving's getting to be a challenge at night for some of us. And we tend to spend a lot of time worrying about the future, something we never used to do. It seems that things can't just be like they used to ever. Well, that's what I'm thinking about with Mary and Joseph. It's just like them. Things were not working out for them in the way things used to be for a married couple about to have a baby. But God made their situation a holy, emotion-filled, spiritually uplifting event for them and ultimately for us. They honored God with what they had, limited as what it might have been. And I think that is our message for Christmas. We've had an opportunity to make what we have and what we used to have, we can turn that into something that is a holy, emotion-filled, spiritually uplifting event by allowing God to intervene in our current status and situation. You know, once upon a time, I was much thinner. I was much younger. I was far more healthy and agile than I am today. The likelihood that I'm going to be thin again, young, healthy, and agile isn't very likely. But I am who I am right now, and that's an opportunity for God to work in my life as it is. It's the same for the church. We won't ever be what we were, or even what we think we should be, because our situation has changed. But God can and is working with who and where we are right now. There's a holy, emotion-filled, spiritually uplifting time ahead for us just because of where we are and who we are. And that's exactly where and who God wants us to be right now. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." We had a newborn baby in a feed bin in an animal stable, not the best of circumstances, but there was a holy, emotion-filled, spiritually uplifting event taking place for them that night and for us tonight. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Ascribe to the Lord the glory that is due. Bring an offering and come into God's house. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before God, all the earth. Now is the time to present our tithes and offerings for God's work.